Bubba Cranks Cleveland.
How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Mark. I'm part of the overnight cleaning team, and I needed to speak to you. What's your first name, please?
Danielle?
Yeah, I definitely need to talk to you. I could be honest with you. When we're working overnight, I need somebody to handle this refrigerator that you keep, Danielle, all your stuff in because it's gross.
Wait, what?
Your refrigerator. I'm part of the cleaning team, the overnight cleaning team. And we're the ones that clean your office space. And I just need to tell you that the stuff that you, Danielle, keep in the refrigerator is gross. There's a yogurt container that's swollen like a science experiment. There's some kind of mystery Tupperware with contents now entirely one color, and I don't even know what it is. Half an onion wrapped in a single damp paper towel that's gross. It's like sprouting. Coffee creamer expired during a previous presidential administration. Like, what is happening in that refrigerator of yours?
Well, okay, I think I'm actually lactose intolerant, so I don't have any, I don't know.
Ma'am, Danielle, I know this stuff is yours. That salad that liquefied then re-solidified is yours also. How about that unlabeled meal prep growing visible fur? Like, I don't want to pet it. I want it in the garbage.
I am a very clean person, okay? If anything,
your fridge is, Danielle, Miss Danielle, I don't want to be rude, but your fridge is not a demonstration of that. What about that fork stuck upright in something unidentifiable? It's just standing upright like saluting.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're, like, this is not... I think you have the wrong number. Like, I would never do that.
Would you have an energy drink in your refrigerator that's got a cigarette butt floating in it? I mean, why would you even want milk that pours like chunks?
Again, I am lactose intolerant. This is not...
Danielle, your cucumber is now translucent.
No, I don't... This is... Okay, I am very considerate about these things. I'm a very clean person. So I think you have, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, this is embarrassing.
I mean, there is one lonely grape rolling around aimlessly throughout the entire fridge lost. And ma'am, I'm just part of the cleaning team. My goal is resolution. And I think it is unfair for us to be required to clean up Danielle's disgusting, gross open can of sardines wrapped in foil like they solves anything. Open sardines in foil solve anything?
Sardines? Literally, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, nobody wants to eat sweaty cheese slices. But yet you, Danielle, think it's okay to leave it in your fridge and expect me to clean it up? That just ain't fair to me.
I don't expect you to do anything. I honestly didn't even know that we had an overnight cleaning team.
Well, here I am to tell you that mystery smell is the strongest only when the door closes. Why do I smell more with the closed and open? It's your refrigerator, Danielle.
I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you.
Danielle, Danielle, when was the last time you actually looked in that fridge?
Honestly, it's been a while. I've been ordering out, and I feel bad about that too because I don't have the money to even do that.
Well, don't feel bad, Danielle. You know why?
Why?
Because none of it's real.
What do you mean?
None of it's real. My name is actually Bubba, and I'm calling from a radio station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, called Bubba Show on 100.7 Star. And every day I prank phone call Cleveland, Ohio, because Bubba cranks Cleveland. You've just been pranked live on the radio.
My goodness, I was so confused. You really got me. Okay. Oh, well, thanks for making my day because, you know what, I haven't had my coffee yet and my heart is pounding.
There you go. Yeah, I don't even know. So, here's what I don't understand. If you don't have anything in that fridge, why wouldn't you just say, excuse me, I don't use the fridge? Why didn't you say that to me?
No, I need to go to therapy.
No, I'm not laughing at needing to go to therapy. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, but I get it. Well, listen, thanks for being a good sport. I'm glad I can make your day.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye, because Bubba cranks Cleveland.